We are up to Dav Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, the top of the page. We are learning the different tastes and leads where people say, you know, give me credit. I told you in Bechiris in the beginning of the Beis, when Beis tastes there, there's a discussion of tastily means it's really a mitzvah and still give me some credit, or tastily means not really a chiyuv and I'm doing it to give me credit. Tastily, give me credit. If a rabbi or a Talmud Chacham would come to me, or a Talmud would come to me for a din Torah, I would not place my head on a pillow. I wouldn't go to sleep at night. If I couldn't find some way before to defend him. Now, it doesn't mean obviously you can distort the law, but you're going to exhaust all possibilities to see that the guy is if he's right, that you should give him justice straight away, and so on. You have to disqualify me from being a dayan on a case where one of the plaintiff or the defendant is a Talmud. My timer, the chaviv alaike gufay. I love them as much as love myself. The ain odom raya chaviv alatzma. It's very difficult to see, to be self-critical. So I won't. I'll be biased. Rabbi Chanina used to go out and he used to wrap himself up with beautiful clothes and go outside to greet the Shabbos. Amar, he would say, "Boy, say, let's go out and greet Likra Shabbos Amalka, to Shabbos the Queen." We had this in Gemara Hamaniach over there, the different expression Malko or Malkasa. They would go out. Rabbi Yanai lovish man the Malish Shabbos. He would put on his clothes before Shabbos, but he would say, "Boy chala, boy chala." So therefore, you know, the Arizal used to go out in the field when they used to daven Kabbalah Shabbos based on this Gemara. Some people have a minig that they go out of the seat and they move forward. We just turn around to the door and we're welcoming Shabbos. Rabba Babar Huna. Rabba, the son of Rav Huna. Ikla lebe Rabba Barab Nachman. He came to visit the house of Rabba Barab Nachman. Korvulei, they brought to him tlas sovi techoi. They brought in a large measure, 3 soim, of thin matzahs that was covered with fats of a ram. Which very, it's a delicacy. Omalei, mi havi yaditun dasin. How did you know I was coming? You made me such a beautiful meal. Omalei, you think it's for you? Me adifat lon mino, you think you are better? You are better than what? Than Shabbos itself? We did it for Shabbos, and it had nothing to do with you. We're talking about an important covered Shabbos. Now we did learn a Gemara when it comes to Aino. If a person comes to a conclusion on their own, there's no chiyuv for you to correct them. So if he thought that they prepared the meal for his covered, they could have just acknowledged that instead of saying, "No, we didn't do it for you. We did it for Shabbos." Number one, and basically what some Nachronim want to say here is his problem wasn't stam, you made food for me. His problem was that they made bread with fleishiks, and the halachas and halachas, you now make fleishik bread and milk bread, because even if you're eating a parv, because you know you might be nichshel. So you want, the only time you're allowed to is for a very of a covered gesuda. So therefore he wanted to know. So obviously he had to know that I'm coming, otherwise what right did you have to make this bread? And they said, "But Shabbos is about covering your student, and therefore we did it for them." Tells him about further. Rababa Zovin, he would buy betleiser astide pshita. He would buy with 13 sloyim bisra meat. Betleiser tafche, every Friday he would go to 13 different butchers to buy meat, large quantities. Umashtim luhu atzinoyde the dasha. And he would. Rashi has a few pshat to me, but Rashi likes this pshat better. That he would bring it to the door. He wouldn't even bring it to the house. He'd bring it to the door where his kitchen hands were there, and he would say, "Stop working on this," and he would run straight away to another butcher to get 13 different slabs of meat, so for Shabbos, and the best one they will eat. Vamaluhu, and he would say, "That Ashur Haya, hurry, Ashur Haya, give him, go get strength and hurry." It's Erev Shabbos. We have all these different pieces of meat that you have to prepare. Rabavu, have a Yosef. He would sit atachtaka deshina. He sat on the tooth of an elephant, the ivory tooth of an elephant. They made a chair out of it, and he sat in that, which means he was very wealthy. And what? Yet Friday, he wouldn't get one of his hands to help him, but rather umayshiv noida. He would sit there and he would blow, fan the fire to start the fire for cooking on Erev Shabbos. So we're going through a number of Amoraim here. Each one did their own thing. And the Alter Rebbe in Kuntz Achrim, I don't have time right now explaining beautifully the difference in this Gemara here and the Gemara in Kedushin, which talks about mitzvah by Yisrael Meshlucha. The Gemara gives only 2 examples. which sounds like a more generic thing, and here it sounds like more, this is a din kavod Shabbos, that it doesn't matter how much money you spend, it's more to do with the effort, you yourself, and that's why, Rabbanon, he would put on, you know, clothes that he would use to, like maintenance clothes, dark clothes, and he would work Erev Shabbos in the house. Those clothes he wear to cook food for your master, it's not befitting that you should also use them to serve. Rab Safra, machrich reisha, he would singe the head, take the hairs off. Rava Molach Shibuta, he would salt that fish. Shibuta, I told you the Radak says Shibuta is a fish that's a deep sea fish, but only on Shabbos it rises. Rava would have to look for that fish, and he would salt it. So each one did an activity personally. It doesn't matter whose fish it is. That's the meaning of doing something for Shabbos, rolling up your sleeves and doing something for Shabbos. Rav Huna Madli Shragi, Rav Huna would light candles. Now, what exactly does it mean, Luchay, his wife with candles? Unless we learn, because the din is that the man should help out in the other rooms. In those days, they used to light candles in every room. Today, we yates with electricity. So therefore, he would, he lit those other candles in other rooms. Papa God was still to, he would prepare, and he would spin the wicks. So he prepared the candles. Rav Chizda, Pari Silka, he used to cut up the beetroots. If you remember, we learned yesterday that, according to one opinion, the three foods that you should eat for Shabbos, one of them was beetroot, large fish, and the heads of knobble, of garlic. And so therefore he used to cut up the beetroots. Rabbi Rav Yosef, they would mitzalchet tziva, they would get and cut up wood. Rabbi Zeila mitzaset tzusa, he would light the logs. And he would light, you know, the small little twigs to catch, you know, such a big fire. The house of them was small, so you had things, you know, most of the things were stored in the courtyard. So he would put on his shoulder, take all the weekday stuff out, and put on his shoulder, bring all the Shabbos stuff in. Amar, he would say, Ilu mikalni Rab Amar Amasi, if two great rabbis, Rab Amar Amasi, would come and visit me, Miloin machtif no kamaya, wouldn't I do the same thing for them? And now Shabbos is coming, I have to treat it like a royal guest. Shabbos is the guest. Other said, Rab Amir Abasi. Rab Amir Abasi, it's amazing, they were always together. This Rab Amir Abasi. Mekaspi v'aylu, Mekaspi v'nafki. They're the ones who did it. Amir, and they would say, Ilu ikul on Rab Yechon. If Rab Yechon would have come in, Mila Mekasfini kamei, wouldn't we have done this for him? So this is Shabbos. Famous story about Shabbos. Growing up, we all heard the story. Yosef Meike Shabba. So Yosef, he was one who honored the Shabbos. Very much so. Habunachi was a goy b'shvus in his neighborhood. Having nefishi nechosei tuva, he had a very wealthy man, lots of assets. Amrile kaldoy, the stargazer said, "Kula nichsa Yosef moike shavi achlo." All of your assets, one day Yosef, the one who honors Shabbos, he will end up using, becoming his. He got so scared. Ozli went zavninu luchulu nichsa. He sold everything and turned it into a diamond or a pearl. Zavimbo maganisa. He bought a beautiful precious stone. Oisve b'sayne. He placed it in his hat. He made a special kind of material hat, and he lined it up with some other, you know, cheaper jewels, and then he put this big, precious stone there. Bahadi de Ka'ava Mivra, once he was crossing a river, Afrecha Zika, a very strong gust of wind came, Shadye Bemaya, and tossed his hat into the water. Bole Kavra, a fish came, and his entire wealth was in that one hat. And the fish came and swallowed it, Asku, and I saw a Panyamar Shabbatah. They caught it right before Erev Shabbos. And they thought, who are we going to sell it to now? All the Eden already bought their fish for Shabbos. Amri Man Zoven, who's going to buy this nice little fish? I'm so close to Shabbos. Kihashta, this time. Amri Luda said to him, Zilu Amtu, why don't you bring it to Gabi Yosef Moike Shabbos? Bring it to him, because the Rogel, the Zoven, he would, if you have, even on 5 minutes before Shabbos, if it was nicer than what he had, he would buy it. Amtu Nele brought it, Zovne, he bought it, Kare, he ripped it open. Ashkshbe, they found Marganisa, they found this precious stone. Zovna, he sold it, but Tleset Elisi the Dinadava, and he got 13 attics filled with gold. Otesa says Elisa means 13 kalim, big kalim, filled with gold. Pogba Husova, this old man met him, Omar, he said, Mandi Yosef Shabbata, Pari Shabbata. Anybody who borrows on behalf of Shabbos, Shabbos itself will pay you back. So this flies in the face of what you learned yesterday. Rabbi Kiva says, Asay Shabbat Chacho. So this is what we talked about last time. With the Gemara and Beya, the Shabbos is out of the Cheshbon. It depends if you have a means of ever getting the money or not. It depends how little you have. In the wealthy people, so what merit do they have to become wealthy? Give ma'aseh. It says, aset to aset. Asher b'shul d'shaseh. Give ma'aseh in order to become wealthy. But they have no ma'aseh. What are they? In Babel is a center of learning Torah, and they're all mechabdim, the Torah, the people learn the Torah. Ubishara, lots of other countries that don't have such a center for Torah. But man, what's there is chus, because they're honoring Shabbos. The Yaakov Enden here in Haggah says an interesting thing. He says, why does the Gemara say Bishara Rotzes Mahi? If there's a mitzvah in the Torah to give Maisa from the money you earn every week, then that's just like in Eretz Yisrael, they have Maisa Peiros, the rest of the world has Maisa of money. So he brings it right from here. There's no mitzvah Mahatoyda to give Maisa from your, you know, profits you make. And there's no mitzvah even with the Rabbanon, he says. It's just a minig. It's a nice thing to do. Others disagree. Others hold him with the Rabbanon. Others even hold him with the Raisa. Interesting. Anyway, but his whole basis is the Gemara right here. Why we talk about other countries when you said Maisa? The Gemara says further. Rabbi said, once, where do we see the Shabbos pays it back? We had the story of Yosef Mekah Shabbos, but where else do we see it? So we say, somebody said, I once was in a city called Lutkaya, and the Heviyu Lefana Shulchan, they brought for me as a guest a golden table, Masa Shisha Osman, 16 people had to carry it. Vishesh Esse Shal Shaloy Shal Kesev, there were 16 chains of silver, Kavuas Boys, each person carrying it was holding on to a different chain. Vikaras, Vikoises, Vikitainis, Vitzloches Kavuas Boys, all these plates and cups and, you know, jars and so on and glasses all sat there. But all of Komin and Michael Komin begodim, beautiful food and all kinds of sweets, upsamim and spices, ushminichim oisim, when they place in front of me, I mean they would say the following posik, La Hashem ha'ara tumaloya. You didn't make a bracha yet, you can't eat it. It's Abishes. Ukushimasalkin oisim, when we finished eating, I mean Hashemayim Shema Hashem, but gave it to us. Omar Lebini by Mezakhisilakah. How do you have such a chus be so wealthy and everything? Omarti Omali cuts of his. I used to be a butcher. Umikol Behema Shahisa no, every animal that was nice. Omarti zu tehele Shabbos. This animal will be for Shabbos. This sounds more like Beshamai than Beshil. But we learned already that Beshil agreed to Beshamai. That, you know, they kept on something, you know, you kept on the best animal you found from Sunday, you put away for Shabbos, you found a better one, you put that away, and so on. Not like he'll just wait until Friday. Magle Ashrecha Shizuchisa, praiseworthy that you were Zeche, Ubarach Hamok Zikalakach, and blessed the Ebishter who was Zaka you with this. Amalek Kesa Abishur ben Chananya, these are all famous Gemaras you heard of, now you know where it comes from. The Kesa Abishur ben Chananya, Mipne Matavash, Tavsha Shabbos, Nechen, why does the Shabbos smell so good? Amalek Tavlin Echad Yeshlana, we have a spice, and it's called Shabbos. Sha'ana Matilin Teuchah, we toss it in, Verecha Noidif, and this. And that fragrance wafts its way through our house, and it's beautiful. Amalei, you ever walk into shul on Shabbos when there's a kiddush going on in a chalent, the whole shul is permeated with that spice, that Shabbos smell. Amalei, ten lano himenu, give me some of that spice. Amalei, kolam Shabbos, Shabbos moil. If you observe Shabbos, the spice is effective. Usheinim Shabbos, Shabbos ainim moil. Go and tell them. Amalei, gusar nuna, ma'idach siv. It says in pasuk, v'legdoish. It says in pasuk, you know, you should. This is the pasuk we had before as well. That the Koros of the Shabbos Oynig, Liktoish Hashem, Mechubed, you should call it, and bring Tainug, and the holy day you should be Mechubed. And then it says, Vichibadatoy Masoiz Rechecha, Mimtze Chevtzcha Vedabedover. And we learned different things before. Omale, so what do you mean, Liktoish Hashem Mechubed? The day that's holy is Mechubed. Omale, that's not referring to Shabbos, that's already said, the Koros of the Shabbos Oynig. So, Omale is Yom Kippur. We're talking about Yom Kippur. And she'ein by lechilah, you cannot eat, cannot drink. Amr Torah, so Torah says, hayim chabedit, b'ksus nekir, by wearing nice clothes, clean clothes. So the Mefarshim say that this Gemara argues what we learned a few days ago, where we said that what does it mean when it says v'chibadata? It means that the clothes of Shabbos should not be the same clothes that you wore during the week. And if you don't have any clothes, you should lower it. Here he's saying, no, it just means clean clothes, nothing to do with other clothes, just clean. So Rav says, interesting, lahagdin. You should bring your Shabbos meal in as early as possible because it is in Magdimin. Ushmul Amma, Friday night. Ushmul Amma, la'acher, you should delay it as late as possible so that you should be hungry and you'll enjoy your meal more. So interesting, two different attitudes. Should you try to bring your Shabbos as early as possible and bring it into the mile of that? Or, fakert, you should delay the meal so you can really enjoy the meal itself. Anan. Ananda, Shechich Lam Bisa V'chamra Kol Yema. We have meat and wine every day. But my Nishayna, how are we going to show that Shabbos is different the rest of the week? Amalu, he told him, Ileglitu L'Agdumi, if you normally eat early Ichru, delay it. And Ileglitu L'Achru, to delay it, Agdumi. But this Rashi says is not the same as Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, because here Rashi says here, Ileglitu L'Agdumi, Su'daschem Baboiker. In other words, your breakfast delay. And if your breakfast is late, then bring it in earlier. We're talking about your meal during the day. Rav Sheish is blind. So he had no idea when it was getting dark. He couldn't even see that. If you know the sun disappeared, he couldn't even tell. So he's totally, totally blind. And he doesn't know when it's time to eat. And if he would dash in Shabbos by day, Talmidim, he would, he'd go on and on and on. So what did Talmidim do that he should realize what's going on? So he says here like this. Rav Sheish, bekit in the summer, as the sun rises, they would put him in a place where the sun rises, so by noontime, the sun is sitting and baking on his head, he realizes it's lunchtime, and he would stop. Besisfa, in the winter, they would put him in a place where the shade comes in, so he would see when it's getting sort of darker, in order to know when it's time to finish the share. It will be cold. So he should come quickly and get up. But the taste makes the note that the Rav and Shmuel are not arguing in halacha, they're just telling you how they normally did it. Or we're in a place where that's what they normally did, so they went the opposite. Anyway, when he would see the Chavrusas sitting there and getting him so engrossed in learning, he would tell them, go ahead and you're being mechal Shabbos. You have to enjoy the Shabbos. You have to have time on Shabbos. In fact, Shulchan Aruch says, interesting, a Baal HaBos who doesn't learn the whole week on Shabbos, he has no right to sleep, he has to go and learn. A Talmud Chacham who learns the whole week on Shabbos, he can sleep and he can have more Gashmas Dika Oynuk Shabbos. And he called it Chilul Shabbos if they don't enjoy the Shabbos at all. Even an individual hamispalul who davens be'erev Shabbos, even an individual davens be'erev Shabbos, tzorach lemer has to say by chulu. Even if you're on your own, you say by chulu. Machlek is a shayin if we're talking about by chulu of Shemanesa, and some of the shayin, that's what many shayin learn, you say it on your own, because by chulu afterwards, we'll see in a minute, some people say you shouldn't say it on your own. And the other Rishonim say, the Shmonesa, of course you say it on your own. Where do you find the Shmonesa? You take out a paragraph because on your own. Fakir, we're talking about the Vaychulu, which is after Shmonesa. Why do we repeat Vaychulu after Shmonesa is pretty amazing. We repeat Vaychulu after Shmonesa is because if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos on the occasion that it happens, the Shmonesa is a different Shmonesa and there's no Vaychulu there. So therefore we say Vaychulu after Shmonesa. So here's from the few rare occasions where the Reiv follows the Miyat. The majority, first of all, it could be entire years when it never happens. And even if it does happen that year, the majority of Shabbosim, there's no Yom Tov. And yet we are going to change the Nusach of every Friday night to accommodate the few rare times that Shabbos, like this year, Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot will fall out on Shabbos. But it's a very rare thing. So, comparatively speaking. So anyway, so a Yachid can say it. Why? What are you trying to tell us? They finished. They completed. So the Eibishter and this person who is saying are praising the Eibishter and you're praising the Shabbos. So therefore, because we say that Vayichulu is sort of saying Eidus about the Eibishter, that's why some people say you need two Eidim. And that's why Vachulu, you should always, you say it on somebody else. Some people say if you say it on your own, you shouldn't even say it. But again, the Alzheimer says you do say it on your own. In Kuntas Achim. How do you know that words by the Eibishter is like activity? It says, that's with his words he created. So therefore, when you say the words Vachulu, as if we create the world as well. Two malachim escort you. They place their hands on your head. They tell him, if they see that a person, daven vaychulu, they say, your sin has been removed and your sins have been forgiven. Which sin? So some of the Farshim want to say, if the din is, if you know testimony and you don't reveal it, you have a sin. Im lo yagid. If you didn't, so we know testimony that Abishai created the world by saying by Yechulu, we discharged our chiv, we said testimony. So that's what he said. V'sar avoynich, that posse where it says v'nas avoynich is gone. Tanya Rishonim, Shnei Malachim Shem Malav Lo Tum, Malachim Tu, Malachim is called a person by the Shabbos, basically has a base from the shul to his house. Echot Toiv, Echot Ra, one is good, one is bad. Ukushal Bala Beisa, when it comes to his house, Umotz, and Nerdoli found a candle burning, Vishulchan Oruch, and the table set, Umitas, and Mitzas. Interesting that they're so concerned about your bedroom, if the beds are made or not. Is Malach Toiv, I may hear Rotzen, Shetel, Shabbos, Acheres, Kach, I would like then the following Shabbos to be the same. Umalach Ra, Oina answers, Amen, Bal Korchay, against his will. But Vimlav, Chasashom, the stable is not set for Shabbos, Malach Ra, I may hear Rotzen, Shetel, Shabbos, Acheres, Kach, that's how it should be next Shabbos. Umalach Toiv, Oina, Amen, Bal Korchay. This is why we say Shom Alechim, we greet Malachim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that you don't say Seiskum Shalom, it says it's wrong, that you just greet them already, chasing them away, and so on. But we say anyway, because we say, it's not, I mean, you're not telling them going now, we say whenever you leave, Seiskum Shalom. Amar Rabbi Loza, Lo'ilu Misadom Shachon Ve'er Shabbat V'Vishen Sadech, Lekizayis, a person should not organize his table. A person should organize it Friday, even though he only has to eat a Kizayis. So some people have a minig, in fact, some Chassidish Rebbes have a minig, that they put the table, they fill the table with food, even though they don't need 3/4 of it, because it says right here that you should be masada the table, put plenty of food on it, even though all you need is one kezayis. Others want to bring an eye from here that on Shabbos all you have to eat is a kezayis. In halacha we say you have to eat a beya, and the Gemara is just making a statement that even though you're only hungry for kezayis, you will eat a beya because you have to. Even though you're only hungry for kezayis, fill the table. It's an expression because that's usually the minimum amount of eating. Fill the table with full of food. Same thing applies to Mitzvah Shabbos. Even though you only need a kezayis, you should have a lava malka. And Rashi tells us before that Malava Malka is different. We're talking about how many meals to distribute. Why we don't talk about Malava Malka is because Malava Malka is only if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, there's no chiv to go raise money so someone can have a Malava Malka. But there are people who make a big deal out of Malava Malka, and a Malava Malka that people usually make it on Sunday, you can make it up to Tuesday. It says in Moravaita, Chamin b'Mitzvah Shabbos, drinking a hot tea or hot something hot, Mitzvah Shabbos Malugma, is very therapeutic. Pas chama, eating hot bread, or some say called pizza, but Mitzvah Shabbos, melugma, it's very therapeutic as well. Rabavur, Rabavur, have a avdin lei bafuke shabbata, that he used to eat Mitzvah Shabbos, we all have milchiks, he used to have Mitzvah Shabbos, igla tilsa. Now the Rashi, different places, a different pshatim, and other shayim, igla tilsa either means a third born, because the third born is the fattest of all the calves, or it means a calf that's a third into its growth. That's when it's the best time to eat it. I think it's real. Tilsa have Ochmanay, he would eat kulaisa. All he ate was the kidneys. So that was his Malava Malka. He'd eat the kidneys from a cab. He would shecht in Mitzvah Shabbos and eat the kidneys. Ki God Lavim Ibrahim, when his son Lavim grew up, I don't understand. You shecht an animal on Friday to eat the meat. Why don't you retain the kidneys from Friday and use that for Mitzvah Shabbos? Why shecht another animal? And basically, we don't even eat the rest of the animal. Nishba kuliyoser malo shabbat, to leave behind the kidneys from Friday. Shavku, so they said, okay, good idea. Shavku, they did that. And what happened? Va'osa arye ochle, a lion came along and ate it before that calf that he was going to shech Mitzvah Shabbos was consumed by a lion. A message from the Eibishter that they appreciated when Malka keep it going. Amr Shumalevi, Shumalevi said, Kol ha'oina amen, whoever answers amen, yehesh me rabba mevorech b'chol koicha, you should answer with all of your koich. Now, in some Rishayim say kol koicha means full of kavana, like Rashi says right here, chol koicha b'chol kavanosei. Other Rishayim say b'chol koicha means you're supposed to say it loud, not just the kavana, because kael me'oder kavana. So you're supposed to answer amen, yehesh me rabba, loud and clear. And if you do that, koidin l'exadina, they will rent asunder all of the decrees against you. Shneimar says, the proya prois be Yisrael, they were prevented all of these terrible things from happening to the Yidden. Bisnadiv om, because they donated, Baruch Hashem, they benched the Eibishter. When they bench the Eibishter and say, Amen Yisrael, that's what happens, you avoid all these terrible tragedies. My time, Baruch Hashem, they benched the Eibishter. Even if you committed a sin which has a trace of Avodah Zarah, Moichel will be forgiven. Ksiv Hachem, pray prois. Ksiv Hashem says there, it says there that Moshe Rabbeinu was late, and it says there ki paruahu, and the whole thing was recalled with the eagle and so on. Amen is lakish. Kol oin amen chol koich. We answer amen before you koich. So before we said amen is meraba, he goes a step further. Kol oin amen chol koich. Pischin loy shar ganedin. They open the gates of ganedin. Shneimer says pischin shorim beyavay. Open the gates and come in. Tzadik who we were inviting in. A tzadik shomer emunim. A tzadik who guards the faithful. And we darshan don't altikri shomer emunim elo shomrim amen. Those who say amen. My amen. What is the word amen? Amar Rab Chanina, Kael Melech Neman. The word Amen is an acronym of Kael Melech Neman. You're testifying the Eibishter is a God and a faithful God. And then the Chanimer tried to associate Kael Melech Neman with each one is with a, you know, one was his Gadol, one was the next one in Melech is Yamlech Malchusei, and Neman is the third one, Menish Merabba. Amar Yudah B'Nevi Shmuel B'Shmuel B'Shmuel Ein Hadleika Mitzuya. Fire is not common. El b'mokish chil Shabbos. Why does sometimes fire happen? It because somebody is mechal Shabbos. Shenema. It says in the pasuk the Navi admonished them in Latish me lay lekadosh b'Shabbos. If you don't listen to me, lekadosh b'Shabbos, ul ability says masa not carrying the load. And what's going to happen? We'll come into Yerushalayim and v'tzisu eish. I will start a kindle a fire b'shoreh and its walls. V'ochla am Yerushalayim will consume the palaces of Yerushalayim. V'loy sifka and it won't even be extinguished. My v'loy sifka won't be extinguished. Amram Nachum Yitzchok. I'm going to make it burn. It's a time when people cannot extinguish it. And that is on Shabbos. You cannot extinguish the fire. If you hold that melacha she'ein atzricha legufa is only asum adrabanan, like Rav Shimon Yochai, then it's pasuk is hard to understand. Because Shabbos, you're allowed to mehatayra, you're allowed to extinguish the fire. Unless the pasuk is already recognizing that the Rabbonin are not going to allow you, and therefore, practically speaking, you're not going to be able to extinguish the fire. So we see the Torah, or Tanakh, at least recognizes even the Rabbonins. There's a Malavite, talking about Yerushalayim, destruction of Yerushalayim. What about the Chorb Yerushalayim, which was a Chol, but there's nobody Yerushalayim, was eventually destroyed. We had in Mar Yuma a whole bunch of reasons why Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now we're talking about more about Yerushalayim than the Beis HaMikdash. You know why Yerushalayim was destroyed? Because people were Mechal Shabbos. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk, they avoided looking at Shabbos, and therefore I destroyed amongst them. Nobody destroyed Yerushalayim because they didn't lay in Krishma, Shachris, and Arvis. Only for that. It says they wake up in the morning for the chase after the wine. That's all they do. They go off the music and they drink. They don't look at the handiwork of Hashem. And then afterwards, the next part says, Lochain, therefore, what's going to result going to be? Gola Ami, they're going to go in exile with Blidas without even realizing what's going on. So you know, so the punishment was because they didn't read Shema in morning and at night. Amar Avnuna, Lechorvur Yerushalayim. You know why Yerushalayim is destroyed? Elabishu Shabitlu Batanoika Shabbos Rabban, because the schools shut down. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk that Shefoich, what is it? Al oil bachutz. You pour out on oil is a child. It says if Hashem is angry, you pour out in revenge. You know why Hashem is pouring out His wrath and revenge? Al oil bachutz, because the children are outside, they're not in school. Ma tam shofar mishul the oil bachutz, because the kids are outside. Omerul lechavish lein b'nei shalhoi lein b'yishes panim zeh mezeh. They have no shame. They committed avedis and they had no shame whatsoever. Shneimer. Because it says in Pasuk that Havishu, that Kitha Eva Osu, Gambosh Levoshu. They did abominations, and yet, no shame. Yishlaim was destroyed because they did not give respect to someone who was senior. Everyone was the same. Equality. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vahoya Ka'om, Ka'koyin. They were like Ka'om, like a Koyin. Everyone was the same. And afterwards it says, Habok, Sabok. They should destroy. Or it's in the land. Amar Rabba, Rabba, Mechanina, Lechorv, Rishlaim, Rishlaim is destroyed. Ella, Bishvil, Shleichich, was then reprimand each other. I guess it's the aggregate of all of these reasons together. The question is only which was the trigger. And once you had a trigger, then the aggregate of all of these is what happened. So Krishma, not laying Krishma, Bimachal Shabbos, not having yeshiva for kids, and not having a sense of respect. And no shame, and now nobody reprimanded each other. Remember, it says that its officers, its leaders were like rams. Leimotzu mida, they couldn't find anywhere to graze. Ma, what do we know about a ram? Ma ayozeh, why are the leaders compared to a ram? What is about a ram? Ma ayozeh roisha shozeh betzad zomah shozeh. the guy's head is in the guy's back in the rectum of the other animal. Af Yisrael Shabbos Shadoy, the leaders kafshu peneim bekarka. They buried their faces in the ground. They saw people doing avedus wantonly, and they were too embarrassed or didn't have enough confidence to go ahead and tell them that this is an aveda, you shouldn't be doing that. You could also say that they were chanfen because they had the head in the guy's backside. Omer Yehuda, lechov Yerushalayim el shebishvil shebizu b'tamil chomim, that not only didn't the tamil chom themselves didn't reprimand anybody, people had no respect for the chom, they used to deride the chom, denigrate tamil chom. Shnemar, because it says in pasuk, by he malalim k'malach elakim, they used to malivim malachim used to embarrass the malach elakim or the rabbanim. Uboizim dvorev and assault their words and besatim ben dvorev and used to make fun of the Nevim. Adar lo yitchamas Hashem amet. Till Abishu could take anymore, he raises anger against the people. Adar lei mirpa, and they cannot be cured. Ma adar lei mirpa, amar Rav Yehuda Amar kolam vazal mechachem. If you insult a tam mechachem, ain loy defuul lemakase. There's no cure to the pain and to the punishment you will have. You'll be afflicted with. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Echiv, he said the pasuk, al tigo bimshichoy, do not touch my anointed ones. Who are they? Ubin v'ayot today, do not harm my Nevim. Tigum Meshichay Eilat Tanoi Mesram. These are kids. Umvi Al Today Eilat Tamidah Chamim. My Nevi'im don't oppress. These are Tamidah Chamim. And why are kids called Meshichay? Because they used to. The Rashi says because they used to anoint with oil little kids. I guess they bathe them in anointing oil. So they're Meshichay. They're the ones who are anointed, and the Nevi'i don't affect them. Who are they? These are Tamidah Chamim. Because it says that a Chach is even greater than a Navi. Omer Shlokish, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, Rabbi Yishlok is the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya is not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, this is his grandson, we hang more Avodah Zorah. He's the one who he was known as the Bezdin HaMatid, he was Matid, the oil there of a goy. Ein ha'oilam miskayim ela b'shvil hevel t'nogi b'shvil. The only reason why the world's existing is because the little kids are learning in school, they're innocent, and they're learning Taita. Omer Papa Labaya, the Divi, the Doch, Mai, what means I'm garnished? What on my learning, your learning doesn't count, only little kids. You cannot compare the kid who has no sin to someone, a little kid who's innocent, and us, you know, that relative to what word madrega we are, maybe we're not perfect. But Omer Shlokish, Bishum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Ein Mevatlin Tanoikis Shabbos Rabban. He said that you're not Mevatl Tanoikis Shabbos Rabban, you're not supposed to cancel yeshiva ever. Afilu Lebinya Beis HaMikdash. Even if you want to build a base of English, you do not take kids out of yeshiva, they have to sit and learn. I once heard from my Rebbes, from your Rebbes, any city doesn't have a yeshiva, that they will destroy it, but there will still be some remnants. Completely decimated, there won't be anything left. Fascinating here. In two versions. One version of Ishlaki said in the name of his own ancestors, and the other version he said in the name of, if you learn that Ishlaki said in the name of his own ancestors, then the tradition that we have who Ishlaki is in his background cannot be correct. Because if you look at Tosfos actually in the Sefer HaPoelim there, was he a bandit or something, and then he jumped in the water to try to harm Rabbi Yechanan before Rabbi Yechanan convinced him to become Baal Tshuva, or he was an acrobat? Here it sounds like that he was always frum. He's saying over from my parents told me that a yeshiva has to always be open, you have to learn, that you always have to have kids learning, which is, if that's how he was brought up, he wasn't a bandit or a jester or anything else. That's what the two versions are. The first version says Ma'avoyse means Reish Lakish was not the story of Reish Lakish that we know, but he was always a Reish Lakish. And the other one is Ma'avoysecha, which means my parents have nothing to learn from them because I was a bandit. So that's probably the two versions here. Then the Gemara continues. You know why Yerushalayim destroyed? Because the honest people stopped. Shenema. It says in Pasuk, what do you mean honest people stopped? Shenema, the Pasuk, go out there and wander the streets of Yerushalayim. Go ahead and see. Go search in the streets. Im tim sheish, if you find a person, im yesh oise mishpat, are the people who are just, Mevakish emuna, they're looking for truth. The estachla, then I'll forgive them. Find me a person who's truth. That's what the Novi said. Yirmiyahu said. Saying, "What? Ain't it's not so? You're telling me the people in Shlaim were not honest? Even Shlaim was stumbling and falling apart. Le poskim in men anshe mona, there were truthful people there. Shenemar, it says in pasuk ki yitfos ish ba'achiv. What happened was that one person would grab their brother, the ace of even the family, simla. They would wrap them around with their dress. They would try to understand, ask them questions in Torah, and they would wrap themselves with a dress as if we have nothing to share with you. Le lecha, they would hear simlecha. Here is a dress for you, which is a like a euphemism. We want to understand Torah and don't hide it. Katzatil on the, please become our leader so that you can teach us Torah. The vodim shemin adam is chasim and kesimla, things that normally people hide and they keep to themselves. Yesh no biyadecha, we believe that you have it. You're a baki in shas, you know how to learn, you know Shulchan Aruch, become our leader and teach us. That's what they said. And it says in the pasuk, v'hamech sheila hazoyz tachas yodecha, that this stumbling block was under you, that dvarim she'em b'nei adam aynim aleihem, we're talking about things that people generally are not master over, elikei nechsholim b'hen. Sometimes you're not a master of something unless you make a mistake. Experience, as L'Havdil Benjamin Franklin said, experience is a costly school, but a fool will learn no other. Ein chochem kebal nesayin. Because if you, you know, you learn and you make mistakes and then you work it out, that's Torah. So you guys know Torah. Please come out a leader. That's what they asked these people. They grab a hold of them. You know, come out a leader. And what did these people answer back? No, people assume that they know how to learn. What did they answer back? They said, they lifted themselves up and they said that day. And they said, that I am not a guy who generally hangs around Beis HaMedrash. In other words, I don't know how to learn. And Yisrael wasn't sure, they swore. I'm not from those people who used to sit in the shul in yeshiva and learn. I'm not the baki that you think I am. And then he said further, in my house, ain't lechem ve ain't simla, there's no bread and there's no clothing. She'ain't biyadi, in other words, what's he saying? I don't have, loy mikra, I'm not a baki in chumish, loy mishna, I'm not a baki in mishnayis, but loy gemara, I'm not a baki in gemara. So therefore, what do we see from here? They were honest. So what are you saying that Yishalayim, Rava said, Yishalayim was destroyed because people were not honest. It says clearly here that they're very honest, that they don't know how to learn, even though people raised to give them all this covered. Says Yimar, what are you comparing? Over there, when it comes to learning, they had no breda, they had to be honest. Because if they say, yeah, we know how to learn, they would start saying, okay, we're asking all these shilas, and then they'd say, tell us where it says, and you wouldn't know. Yeah, so therefore, what do you call it? It doesn't mean that they're honest. They weren't honest at all. The only reason why they admitted that they don't know how to learn is because they can get caught up in 2 seconds. Doesn't make them honest. So it's not a kasha rova. Says, what do you mean? If they were liars, what it could have said is, Havlamim, it could have said, Gomer Shal, yeah, I was a baki b'shas, but you know, I have amnesia, I'm getting older, I'm forgetting. They could have said that, which if they were dishonest. But they didn't. They just said, we don't sit in shul, we were never the masmid you think we were, we never learned properly. Maile Eyachavish Kalal, they said, we never learned properly. Is that they were honest. So the kasha rova, answer the Gemara, like kasha. Kan b'divrei Torah, kan b'maaseh matan. When it came to learning, they were honest. Maybe because to do what we said before, they weren't embarrassed. Oh, we don't know how to learn. They weren't embarrassed to say we're not a baki in learning. Or the kan b'maaseh matan, because the business there, they were all ganavim. They were deceptive and dishonest and cunning and sly and so on and so forth. And that's why Yishalayim was destroyed. Okay, this finishes this section. So we'll have a good Shabbos here.